Hello. Hello, Christine.
Hello, Russell. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm good. I was actually thinking this morning about how I used to get nervous when we started.
Right.
Like when we did our little chat, and now I don't even get nervous.
No, yeah. It's just like the awkwardness of how you go from hello to whatever else there is.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
So, long time no chat.
Long time no chat. I was telling someone the other day that our podcast schedule is just fluid.
Well,
it's just
I mean,
when we want.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, though, I mean, you know, I think we could do definitely like week to week, but it wouldn't have that kind of, not momentum, what am I trying to say? The organic kind of a thing, you know what I mean? Because I see a lot of podcasts where like they do it either weekly or daily or, you know, and that's a lot.
It's a lot. And you work full time. I work full time.
Right. Plus, I mean, some of those podcasts, I mean, as much as their impressive schedule is, there's no substance and no shade to them. But you know what I mean? It's just like two guys or a bunch of people with like talking about the most randomness stuff.
Yeah.
Which has its place, you know what I mean? And it's funny. I mean, some of the stuff, I'm just like, it is, you know, I'm feeling like I'm being snarky now. But anyway.
No snarky, it's pride.
Yes, it's almost pride.
It's almost pride. So we have exciting news. We're hosting a pride party with Wheelhouse.
That's amazing.
On June 17th. So we're super excited.
Yes.
Always fun to be doing things with the Wheelhouse. We've done a few Queers and Beers.
Yeah.
And they've been well attended.
Yeah.
Even if people are not drinking, they sell soft drinks.
That's right.
But the most exciting part is they're going to be in their new building.
Yes.
It's going to be a vinyl night. Everyone's welcome, over 19.
Yeah, safe space,
and just super exciting to be opening up with them.
For sure. And it was so cool to see how this went from just a quick conversation between you and the owners to what it is now, and other people helping along.
Yeah, like it was so nice to go down and meet with them, and we had you, myself, Sam, Scott,
Alyssa,
Angelo came down for a bit. It was just nice to have a group.
Yeah.
And the guys are just so caring and so open. Like even when we were talking about, you know, they were talking about, we don't want to make a mistake or, you know, we were talking about the music, and just that feeling of community was really big for me.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very exciting to kind of like butterflies in the tummy and stuff like that. And Scott made a really good point, you know, to any naysayers who are like, wow, this is it, this is Pride, you know, expecting like some big production. It's just like, well, yeah, it is Pride, you know, and, you know, there's no Pride Society, like, I think how Smithers or Prince George in their capacity, which is amazing, which I think Smithers is having their Pride.
Yeah, they are having their Pride this weekend, so all the best to Smithers Pride. And also we wanted to just reach out to like Terrace and Smithers and along the north, if they are in Prince Rupert on June 17th, to come on down. It starts at 8 p.m.
Yes.
Good music, good fun, good people.
8 to 8. Which is like very, very exciting. And, you know, I think, again, we talked about this before, but just the whole social battery aspect of it with Pride and, you know, being on and stuff like that. So it's going to be very exciting. Hopefully very good energy, very safe energy.
Yes. And definitely I feel more this year than other years, like it's a time for us to be super proud of who we are and community and just expressing to everyone that there's no shame within our community and you know, we're all here to support each other.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and thank you to Wheelhouse.
Yes, Wheelhouse is, you know, I was very supportive, and it was great to see just again, you know, that camaraderie.
Totally. And what else is new with you? It's almost summer.
Yes, it's almost summer. Haven't got any plans really to go anywhere. We're kind of saving it up for a very special trip that I'm taking next year.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Staycations?
Yes. You know, just chilling out, just me and my abode. But, you know, I mean, it is what it is. And what about you? Do you have any plans?
We haven't really fleshed out summer because we're kind of waiting to see what's going to happen with the wildfires in BC.
Right.
But we'll probably make the trek down to see my mom in the Kootenays.
That's awesome.
And, my son is golfing up a storm, so
wow.
That is kind of what he wants to do. And a little bit of a staycation for us too.
Yeah.
Where, we need to do some house stuff and
right.
just kind of relax and...
Yeah. Like, we kind of caught up, the long weekend and it was just both just... homebound and
yeah just kind of rest and relaxation,
bringing that energy back into your house.
Yes. And that's about it. I have a family reunion and it's going to be in Prince George, so that'll be pretty exciting. It's my dad's side.
Aww.
Of the family.
Yeah.
So, and I'm gonna meet my mom there and it'll be nice to see some family. I haven't
Are your siblings going as well? Any of your siblings?
I think I'm the only one going.
Oh,
but my sister went the last time and so it was in Saskatchewan. This time it's in Prince George, so hopefully
That's
it's
awesome.
A good turnout.
Yeah, no kidding. I missed our family reunion in like 2012, and you know, as life happens, it's just hard to fandangle everyone together, which is very
Yeah.
Very, you know, great to see families, you know,
yeah,
actually come together. So I think another mutual friend of ours, Lynette, is actually going to be heading for a family reunion.
Oh, nice.
Like, dang.
I know.
So
and people
cool.
pass away too, right? Like my
yeah.
dad's gone and, you know, he's got a brother in Prince George. And so you kind of want to go just to
right.
see people and get some pictures. And I think it's really important for my mom too. Like she
yeah.
just turned 81 and
Aww.
And to
oh my
get
gosh.
Out there. I know, right? Driving. But yeah, so that's our summer plans. That's it. And then just starting to gear up for Pride.
Is there anything going on with like the high school or...
Yes, so the Charles Hayes GSA has some events planned on June 10th. And
which
also,
is, I think, CFest weekend.
Yeah, and so they're going to do some stuff at the school, so we're invited, so we'll put that out on social
Sweet.
Media. And then I haven't heard back yet from the Skittles Club at PRMS, but I know they'll be doing something.
They'll be doing something,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's fun. It's cool. That
yeah.
didn't exist, right? 10
yeah.
years ago. So
yeah, yeah. And even, like, Vancouver is, like, altering some stuff for their Pride.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're revamping the route.
Oh, okay.
The Pride Parade. Which
cool.
is going to make it much longer, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, remember, did you ever go to, like, the Peony Parade?
No.
In August in
no.
Vancouver? It went from, like, downtown all the way to the Peony. And I can't believe like parades, there's just not enough parades anymore.
Bring back the parades
yeah.
for Russell.
Not that it's nice in theory and stuff, but when it comes down to it, I don't want to be around that many people.
I know. And like, that's the funny thing too, right? Is like, we're still kind of getting used to being around people. It's
right.
great to be around people.
Yeah.
And things are gearing up again, which is, it's
yeah.
really nice.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. And
yeah.
you know, we'll see how this year plays out for travel for some people. Because last year and the year before, it was just like insane kind of energy. So here's to better energy and a very safe summer.
Yes, and happy Pride to
yes.
everybody.
Yes, happy Pride to everybody.
Happy Pride to you.
You're putting up, I'm like, what did I do? We're just waiting for our special guests.
Mm-hmm.
So once they show up, we can get this party started.
Woo!
So very exciting. We'll talk to you in a minute. Okay, and we're, this feels so stupid, we're back, and our guest has arrived, so yay, welcome, would you like
Thank
to
you.
Introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Havana, and I am a teacher of middle school.
Okay.
What else do you want to know?
We'll get to so much more than that. I follow you on Instagram.
Yeah.
Which is kind of where,
back.
Yeah, where our kind of guests kind of come from, because I think we
yeah.
follow people and we're like,
yeah.
do you want to be a guest on our podcast?
We because... stalk people.
Yeah.
I know, when I got the message from you, I'm like, yes, I want to be on.
Awesome. Because some people are like, no, we don't want to come on.
Yeah, there's been a few who are just politely decline or just ghost us. So
yeah, that's okay.
That's totally fine. But it's always great to when people are reciprocate this. So
yeah.
So welcome.
Thank you.
So
thanks for having me.
You're a teacher.
I am not a teacher yet. I'm currently just going in to become a full time teacher.
Oh
yeah. So I'm working on my degree and I'm going in for my bachelor's of education.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm taking next year off from the middle school. I'm a little sad.
Aww.
Yeah, I'm taking the year off.
Yeah. You get attached to them. They're little
last 2 years I've gotten attached to them.
How long have you been there?
The last 2 years.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, I've been there for 2 years now. Feels like forever.
Wow.
Yeah.
What brought you to something like that?
So originally I was wanting to go to school for to do environmental work.
Okay.
And then my best friend's aunt, Roberta at Zertza, was like, hey, you should come work at the middle school. I'm like, that's a thought. And so I ended up taking the EA program through Coast Mountain College in 2021. And then I got hired as a Indigenous Education Mentor with Wapsigaget. And I've kind of been just doing that since, working at the middle school. And
it's
now
just kind of unfolded for you.
Yeah. Kind of opened new doors. Roberta really helped me with my career and where I got today. And now I'm working on my degree.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I had a similar story. I did distance and kind of started my associate degree and then I stopped and got some experience and... No, it's awesome. It's awesome that you're at the middle school and I'm at the alternate school, so Pacific Coast. I don't know if you've...
Yeah, I've subbed there a few times,
okay.
Actually.
So, it's awesome. It's great to have people like you in the school. What I'm curious about is, are you involved with Skittles at all?
I am involved with Skittles.
Okay. What is Skittles up to?
So I've recently got into formline work, and for CFest this year, we're going to be selling some t-shirts. I'm excited.
Cool.
No way.
Yeah, I did this cute little rainbow bear paw.
I did see that too.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be selling those at CFest this year.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Skittles. I love Skittles so much.
So is that by the press, or is that... a cricket thing, or
it's by we did an order through Stuck on Designs.
Yeah.
They do our root borders too.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's
no
awesome.
No mess, no fuss. Just right on. So how did you come up with the design of it, or what?
It's it just comes to me. It just comes in my head, and I'm like, okay, I need to draw this. And so I started doodling on my iPad. I'm like, I hit up my friend Sam. I'm like, Sam, look what I did. It's beautiful. And so we decided to put them on shirts.
Oh my
god. That's awesome. Let us know.
Yeah. We're going to have a booth at CFest.
Okay.
Right on.
Skittles
book.
Yeah.
Well, please let us know and then so we can promote it and obviously buy some. Are you originally from Prince Rupert?
I am not. I'm from Hartley Bay.
Okay.
So I'm from Hartley Bay, about 4 hours away from here.
Right.
A little teeny res.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful res, though.
It sure is.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah, the little trucks and the little fire trucks and the
boardwalk. The boardwalk is
people.
My favorite part.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I've never, ever been.
You gotta come.
Yeah.
Oh, you need to go. I'm hoping to go at, this next month because I need to go in and just check in with some students and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's a magical place.
It's very beautiful.
Right on. How's your family with your journey of teaching and stuff like that?
My mom's a language teacher in Hartley Bay, so
okay.
she's super proud of it.
That's awesome.
My mom is my inspiration to become a teacher.
Aww.
Yeah.
What's your mom's name?
Stephanie Fisher. Yeah.
Okay.
We call her Miss Fisher Senior. She's been at the middle school.
Really?
Yeah, she's been at the middle school a few times now, in with Missy Trimble and just helping with language. Yeah.
Yeah. So then are you fluent in Smalley?
I'm not fluent, but I can speak it a little bit.
Okay.
It's kind of bad because I know a little bit more French.
That's okay. Right, yeah. Languages help, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
One of my students the other day, like, Miss Fisher, I got a secret. I'm like, what's your secret? And they're like, you can speak French and not Somalia. And I'm like, ah.
Well, it does help figure out the structure, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the structure for Somalia and Nisga is just like...
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. My God. It's just insane.
Well, the other day I was talking to my neighbor, which is Lena, and we were just talking about food because we want to do some food projects with Pacific Coast next fall. And we were talking about dried salmon, and I said, Gayuks, which, and she goes, oh that's
yeah.
Nishka. And then it's Skywalks, right?
Yeah.
That's
a salmon. It's so funny because in Hartley Bay, we call it halibut walks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it kind of confuses me sometimes. And when we're talking about it, I'm like, what is that? And I'm like, oh yeah, that's salmon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? Like, it's come so far because like when I graduated, they had just started the First Nations 12 course. And then I went on to teach it with my friend, Lori Layton, later on, like when we were baby teachers. But I've been talking to my partner a lot about like just the different areas, like in the North Coast. And she's like, how do you know all of this? And I'm like, I don't know. I think it's like 20 years of, you know, being around,
immersed in it
and your culture and Wapsigaget, but just all the different areas. And she's like, I don't know this. And because she's in the business world, like in the banking world, but they're starting those conversations, right? Like where they want to know more and want to learn more about the culture and the people. It's just really interesting because I'm like, oh no, Russell's from the Nishka territory.
Right.
And she's just like, how do you know like the difference between Tsimshian territory and it's just the
right.
version, which I think is really great. Like,
yeah, becoming more inclusive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Businesses and finance.
Yeah. And even through my son too, like he did Somaliyak. And he can count all the way to 100 and he knows all the seasons. And so like, we'll be driving on the highway in the winter and he's like, oh yeah, it's Ulican season's coming up, and he'll explain everything. And I'm like,
that's
yes.
Amazing. I love that.
Yeah. It's so good. So yeah, it's exciting.
I know. I remember seeing an Instagram story of yours with the dried halibut. And I was like, do you want to trade? For something, for baked goods, because...
Oh, yeah, you were talking... That was my story you were talking
about.
Yes,
yeah.
I do remember. I'm still down to trade.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
That's good to know. Not putting you on the spot or
anything. But what is dried halibut? Is it a different name?
Walks. We just call it walks.
Walks, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what we call it, but it's just so good.
Oh, yeah, it is good.
It's so good.
Yeah,
I love
it's
it.
It's very much totally different than...
Yeah, it's way different. We sun dry it for like a day or two,
and
then we pound it so it's nice and soft.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Have you ever had it with mixed with dried herrings?
I have. So last year, when I first started, it was my like halfway through my second year at the middle school. In the Somalia class, we had a little picnic, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I took in dried herring eggs, some roasted seaweed.
Oh my God.
Some Ulican grease and some woks. And in Missy's class, we just, for like two classes, we just sat there and we called it our own nuts and bolts.
Yeah.
No, that's really good though.
Yeah.
Like, we're about to do that with PCS too. We're bringing in an elder because our kids went out fishing. And they got some seaweed, so it's being dried. And,
oh, man.
And just talking about, like, food preservation
and
the different ways to process the food. Because, like, even, I don't know how to jar salmon, which is
a bit
sad. Like,
I love jarring salmon.
It's such a process,
yeah.
too.
It is
right?
a process.
Yeah, but I need to learn it. It's important.
My mother's kind of a control freak, so I would be there to help. And then one time when I finally moved out on my own, I was like, can you help me with this? So... She was telling me what to do, but in the end, she just kind of pushed me aside to do it herself. So I kind of know what to do, but again, you know, it's just like, it's insane.
I've always been given the job of cleaning the cans.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's my job.
Of doing what?
I get to clean the cans.
Okay, well, I was just going to say, I did it once with Lori's family, and I don't know, I think it was before we had kids, and I was... I was supposed to take the tea towel and dry the jar.
Yeah.
And that was my only job. I was just like drying the jar. And like, and it was like a very strict process.
Like added, the next step would be adding salt.
Yeah, I was not on that.
Have you tried canned halibut?
No.
That
no.
is so good. That is something we started last year in Hartley
okay.
Bay.
No, really?
It's so good. Yeah.
What is it like? Like, the texture?
If you don't add in a little bit of, like, extra virgin olive oil,
okay.
it dries up.
Does it kind of go, like, tuna?
No,
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 no. Really?
I'm not a fan of tuna.
No.
Is it cooked?
It is cooked, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of tuna either.
Yeah.
And it's confusing because, like, I love halibut.
Me too.
I love sockeye salmon.
It's just the texture. It's so dry.
Yeah, and the whole half-cooked thing or, like, the rare tuna, it just... It doesn't...
I haven't tried that, the tuna steaks.
I've had, like, the tuna belly on sushi with my friend at Fukasaku, and I enjoyed it, but it wasn't my favorite.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm starting to get hungry.
I know. All this yummy food we're talking about.
In terms of, like, your journey and stuff, like, how has the Indigenous community been towards you, like...
Like, my teaching journey, or which journey?
All the journeys.
How many journeys are you going through?
I have a lot of journeys going on right now.
Yeah.
Well, teaching-wise, like, my community has been so, like, supportive and great. My community is helping me with, like, funding and, like, putting me through college.
Yeah.
And just being my number one support system,
And you also did a course, too, like, on a Pro D day, right?
I did.
I wasn't able to come to that, but I was excited to see
what
was happening.
Next year, again, I'm going to be having another Pro D day, which I'm super excited about. It was my trans presentation, right?
Yeah.
And so, I'm a young transgender woman,
mm-hmm.
and I talk about, like, growing up in Hartley Bay as, like, because I came out 3 times in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I came out as bisexual the first time, and I was, like, really lying to myself then.
But it's a process, right? Like,
I
don't want to speak for you, but it's like when we came out, too, it's like you're testing the waters.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If things aren't going well, you're going to go back in.
I bought a book called Bisexuality because I was like, that's the only thing I could, like, grasp onto. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, whatever. And I was like, oh my God, it's so, you know, whatever, like cutting edge, blah, blah, blah. But no, I totally get it. Plus, it's a huge deal.
It is a huge deal, yeah.
Right? You know, whatever you're going through, it's...
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
So...
Yeah, like, I talk about my journey as a trans woman and, like, everything I've gone through, like, just, like, hate from, like, people.
Right.
Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, like, in Hartley Bay and, like, around here. And then I talk about how I met my best friend, Brayden, and... our dogs,
mm-hmm.
and,
those best friends, like, I mean, for me, it was Russell and my friend Lori and my other friends, and, like, I always think if you don't have that chosen family, right,
yeah.
you're so lonely, and,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and I feel like the best friends kind of save you.
I agree, super grateful,
yeah.
And the dogs.
Yeah,
dogs,
pets.
So do you have a dog yourself?
I do. I just recently got a corgi. Is 9 months old and rotten.
Spoiled rotten?
He is spoiled rotten. Yes, he is.
What's the dog's name?
Scusiet? Scusiet means potatoes in
Tsimshian. Oh my God, that's awesome.
Potato. Does he smell like potatoes?
No.
Oh.
It's like a potato. That's awesome.
So my dog used to smell like nacho chips or corn chips, but then I realized it was like a yeast infection. So, which is nothing to do with this. I'm just trying to add something.
Yeah.
But Brayden, your best friend.
Yeah.
We've had him on the.
Oh,
yeah, you
Brayden
had.
Zerta.
Yeah,
you had
Brayden on here.
Yeah. And his little dog, I shouldn't say little.
Copper.
Yeah, Copper
is more like my dog, like a Labrador kind of dog.
Yeah,
okay.
She's husky poodle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's insane.
Yeah, super grateful for Brayden, super grateful for Copper. Like,
right.
Brayden has been, like, one of my number one support systems. Like,
that's amazing.
He kind of, like, helped me push to be like more open with myself and
aww.
Yeah, super grateful for him.
And it's hard like to do that, you know, at times. Like I still feel, you know, I'll be somewhere with my partner, like especially if, you know, we're in the US or something and like we're unsure, like do we hold hands, do we not hold hands?
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. you know, and not that we wouldn't hold hands here, but I guess for me, I'm like really aware of safety right
sure.
now and just with the undercurrent of
yeah.
of hate and targets and
yeah.
stuff. So,
which
yeah.
is, yeah, which is always something to think about, especially with Pride coming up, right? Pride
yeah.
month.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
it's pretty insane.
It is. It is crazy. Yeah, I've never like being openly trans here, I've never experienced any hate, but like when I was like younger and more openly gay, I feel like I did go through a little bit more like
mm-hmm.
judgment.
Yeah, judgment.
Wow.
Yeah. But now like that I'm older and like more openly trans, I feel like I just it's either I'm oblivious to it and I really don't care what people
mm-hmm.
say.
Right.
Or I just yeah.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
No, I think it's super good and
yeah.
I think I'm more open to people's perspectives,
yeah.
too. Like,
yeah.
and how, where people are at, and where
yeah.
I'm at, and then finding that calm, you
yeah.
know, in between.
Yeah.
And just listening to how they got there.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's so different for everybody.
Totally,
where
yeah.
it's just, like, where it's either, like, a movie of the week drama, or, you know, just, like, I showed up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I think it's amazing.
Yeah. In terms of, like, your family, is your family acceptance?
Yeah, my family, they're accepting, but in the beginning, like, they were, I don't want to say they weren't accepting, but they weren't, like, the best support in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But now, like, my family is my number one support system, and they're well-educated in, like, who I am, and,
mm-hmm.
like, the gay community, like, I'm just proud of my family.
Yeah,
now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they're super.
And that's, like, the generational thing, too,
yeah.
right? Like, I mean, it's, I think it's amazing for someone to go through that, especially with their family, whether they are not your biggest support system or not.
Yeah.
You know they're always there for you.
Yeah. In my trans presentation, I talk about, like, my family. Like, my brother was, like, one of the worst for me, like,
mm.
growing up. He would, like, call me all these mean words and,
right.
like... But now he's, like, is a totally changed person and, like, he's super accepting.
Like, growth,
yeah.
right?
And yeah.
I think when you're younger, too, you don't realize some of the things you say have impact and can be so hurtful. And the same with families. Like, I look at families now who I talk to a few families and their kids are starting to transition or they're gender creative or
yeah.
they're going through the process. And I always say to the parents now, which is something I never said, is it's going to take you a while to get there because you're going through a bit of a grieving process and
yeah.
and a time of change where, and then your kids might already be over here and you're still here. Right.
right.
And I had that with my parents. Like when I came out, they were like, okay, we accept you, but we're not going to tell anybody. That was their initial reaction.
Right,
and
right.
then it took like 2 years. And now my dad's gone now, but my mom is really active in her church with the diversity
mm-hmm.
part of the United Church and making sure that everyone's accepted. And so just that growth for someone who's in their late 70s and 80s, like,
right.
you know, just
yeah.
time helps and,
mm-hmm.
and our patients too. Like I remember being frustrated
walking away. I remember getting so frustrated too, like, because my family would call me, like, by my past name.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I would get so frustrated and be like, why do you hate me? And now that I'm, like, older, I'm just like, wow. I'm like, they were just learning, too.
Yeah.
Like, you need to chill.
Right. But it must be, like, I think it's really important, especially from families of Indigenous people
mm-hmm.
who've gone through, like, the residential school system.
Yeah.
Totally, yeah.
Or the 60 scoop.
Yeah.
You know, they're still dealing with everything, you
know. Yeah, yeah.
I hated my family, like my parents, and their choices when I was younger. But now, of course, you know, it's like, oh, I see that you're just processing
mm-hmm.
everything. And they're still processing stuff,
mm-hmm.
which is,
yeah.
you know, so hard. And as we learn more and more about what happened, it's just, it's like,
yeah.
it's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
in a weird way.
Well, and just knowledge and, like, education.
Right.
I think I know more than, obviously, I did 20 years ago, but
right.
even about the residential experience and repatriation.
Yeah.
And just that whole process, and even talking with my family about what I know about the different areas and the experience and stuff, and it wasn't
mm-hmm.
that long ago,
right?
Right,
yeah, yeah.
And then we look at our diverse experience on the LGBT spectrum,
yeah.
and it's just like, here we go again!
Right, yeah. But I mean, look at where we've come from where we grew up.
Oh yeah, we were emotional wrecks making mixtapes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Crying your eyes out.
Right? On the phone, like
yeah.
a landline phone.
Yeah, forever.
To, like, you know, what it is now, to having, like...
Like, social media, right? Where you can
mm-hmm.
find your... Like, you can find an online supportive
yeah.
group now,
mm-hmm.
which I think is very powerful.
Your tribe, your family,
people.
Your chosen
yeah.
family. But,
yeah.
I mean, also just, like, look at the two schools. They have, like, two, you know, very inclusive...
GSAs.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which
yeah.
is
yeah.
so phenomenal. And I was thankful for that, especially with people who are, you know...
Doing the work.
Yeah.
I agree. When I first heard about the Skittles group at the middle school, I was like, wow. Like, I wish I had this when I was in high school. Like,
we wish we had it. And that's, like, the GSA, the first GSA started, like, 15 years ago at
wow.
GSAs. Might even be 16 years. And when it started, I was like, oh, God. Like, you know, we're going to have to go there and I'll be out together. But now I think it's such a safe space, safe place
yeah.
for everyone. Like, you know, like, allies and
mm-hmm.
and everyone is so important, you know, just even if you're not doing something on that day, like, but just hanging around and,
yeah.
you know, finding
being
friendships.
Present.
Yeah.
So is it just yourself or is who else is?
I don't run the Skittles Club. It's run by Samuel Brennan. You guys also had him on.
Yes.
Sam
and,
is awesome.
I love Sam.
I love him more.
Stay away from my Sam. Sorry.
It's okay. It's run by Sam
yeah.
and Kate McAllister, which is another good friend of mine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we have Mr. Curtis sometimes, Tom Curtis,
mm-hmm.
and Chris Reed.
Yeah, wow.
They are the main people that run it. I don't get to go to Skittles every Wednesday, sadly, because
right.
I have so many things that I'm doing too.
Right.
I run another club called Sagait Gulam Goat.
Oh, yeah.
And that's together to the beat of one drum.
Right.
And so it's my cultural club, and I do, like, weaving and form line work with Lucy Trimble. Like,
Lucy's
I just,
amazing.
I love
too.
Lucy.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't
yeah.
outlove her.
No,
that
I
one.
Yeah, we haven't seen her for a while. Lucy.
I think she's
Lucy.
Like traveling right now.
Yeah,
she's everywhere.
She's in Vancouver right now.
Yeah.
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 Like,
yeah.
I mean, just seeing her stuff, it's just like.
Oh, yeah. Lucy is amazing. I honestly don't think I would have, like, started doing form line work or anything like that until I met Lucy. Well, I met Lucy, like, a few years ago, but since I started working with her, like, she's been such a great mentor teaching me.
Can I ask you a dumb guy question? What's form line work?
So, like, doing some, like, traditional art lines.
Okay.
Like, yeah, like, T-shapes, U-shapes.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, ovoids?
Ovoids, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Like, I've seen, again, some stories, I think, of your...
Yeah.
Weaving.
Yeah.
Which is
yeah.
And
so
weaving
cool.
is hard. I did a class with Pearl from her.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And
she's
like, and, like, I know it's not like, but we did cedar weaving and we were making a bracelet and it was so funny because I worked so hard at it. And she's like, I can see that you put so much effort into it, and Lori's like, but you're, like, not there. And I have, like, a medicine pouch too.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
So I did better on that, but it's, like, the talent, right?
Right.
Like, it's,
mm-hmm.
like, such a big talent pool and
yeah.
to keep it all alive
yeah.
and to keep going, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this year I tried to do some, well, not tried, I did do some roses with the kids at the middle school for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, this is going to be easy peasy. Like, you only need two pieces of bark. It was not.
No.
It was not.
And there's a whole process. Like,
yeah.
again, we wanted to do cedar stuff at Pacific Coast. And you have to, like, strip your cedar, get your cedar, yeah. then you gotta, it's gotta be wet, and then yeah. you have to leave it for
yeah.
months, right?
Yeah.
So now we have cedar waiting, like, mm-hmm. until we can use it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just the whole process is
yeah,
is big.
It is a long process. I'm excited. And this coming week, I'm actually taking out classes to go out and harvest some cedar.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
yeah, this is the time, right?
Yeah.
yeah.
The strippers.
We actually don't go until like after May. So we wait for the husk to dry.
Okay.
And so we go usually like first week of March. First week of June.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so we don't go in May at all.
No. Okay.
Yeah. yeah.
What is the biggest thing that you've done this year?
The biggest thing, so...
Project.
I don't know if you've seen my story recently. I made this really pretty berry basket. And
okay.
it had, like, the clam crossing is what it's called, like, the clam weave.
Oh.
And it... there was like, I had some red dyed cedar in there and some black, and then I had a pretty abalone shell.
Oh my gosh.
And I made like this big twine and I added roses in it. I made that for Brayden.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I think that was like my biggest,
shit.
Piece I've done. Yeah.
That was like heartfelt and
yeah.
put everything into
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, and I think, my natural cedar hat.
Oh, okay. Right?
Yeah.
Like the traditional
yeah.
kind of
yeah.
yeah.
Those are insane.
Yeah.
Like we've done courses where I work, like workshops that last 2 weeks, and
yeah.
the first week is just doing the top, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that square or whatever, and
mm-hmm.
then just going down from there, and just you can hear like, you know, they're in one room and I'm in another, but I can hear like the frustration, but then laughter, you know?
Oh yeah. Like you get into a zone and
yeah.
like you get really,
I can definitely
into
see
it.
Like the meditation part out of it. Just
yeah.
kind of
yeah.
like,
where you're just focused.
But then when you get lower and lower, it's just like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Like the insane talent for
I love the smell.
I love
the
smell
yeah.
too.
It is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you ever come to the middle school,
yeah,
you will just follow that cedar smell to my room.
Okay, we'll find you.
So is that where you do your course, or do you do it in the Wapsigaget?
I'm based out of Wapsigaget, but my like home school is the middle school.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm there like 90% of the time if I'm not subbing.
Ouch, sorry.
go easy then.
So how long do you... Like, is your next part of your educational journey going to...
So, I still have to do, like, another 2 years for my degree.
Okay.
And then, I have 4 years of my bachelor's of education. So,
wow.
6 years altogether.
Wow.
And can
yeah.
you do it by distance? Like, or do you have to physically go?
We're hoping in 2024 that we'll have SFU here to
yeah,
do the teaching.
That's
program.
How I did mine.
Yeah.
yeah.
We're praying.
Mm-hmm.
But if not, I will go to Terrace.
Okay. Yeah.
yeah.
I went back and forth to
yeah.
Terrace.
Where would they be if they came here?
Pardon?
SFU.
So like they do like a distance program.
Mm-hmm.
So you
oh,
have like teachers in
I thought
the
you
program.
Meant like an actual
yeah.
like satellite office or whatever.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
they kind of, they get like faculty associates
mm-hmm.
and then
got
people,
it.
Like you do your small practicum and then your big practicum. And it's kind of funny because we have rural teachers from UBC right now at Pacific Coast, and the Pacific Coast kids are calling them the baby teachers. and they're like, where are the baby teachers? Funny. I'm like, don't call them that. They won't come back. But no, that's great. And then just in terms of like Skittles and the group, like is it a big group, is it a small group,
our
is
Skittles
it, is it fluid, does it fluctuate?
Our Skittles group, it fluctuates. We sometimes we'll have like maybe about 10, sometimes we'll have like 14 to 15 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's nice. Yeah.
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 Yeah, that's great.
Was there anything planned for, like, June for, like, Pride for them or anything? Or?
I don't think we're doing a parade this year.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately. But we are going to have our booth. And we're
right,
going
right,
to be,
right.
yeah, we're going to be selling lots of fun merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So exciting.
Oh, that's great. We'll
yeah,
have to,
so
like,
excited.
Come down and do a little interview or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, too, we won't be launching the podcast till June 1st.
Okay.
But we're going to be having an adult pride party at Wheelhouse.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah, so the posters are going to be coming out, and so tell your friends, you're
okay.
welcome to come. And
And I forgot to say, like, dress for Pride.
Yeah.
Like, that would be so much fun if people dressed for Pride.
Yeah. And it's an adult event, but we talked just before together, Russell and I, like, just an update, and, like, one of the things, Wheelhouse has always been super supportive, like, when we were trying to get the Rainbow Path going, and just the controversy around that, so it's really great to kind of have a safe party with them, and have some fun, and...
Have you ever been to a Pride before?
I've never been to Pride yet.
No, yeah.
Neither have I. It's our first time.
I have never been.
But, never mind. I don't know where that came from. But no, you actually met a drag queen though, right? Like, you went to a drag performance?
Yeah, I went to a drag performance in Vegas.
Right.
And that was, like, so much fun. And I'm hoping that one of our friends will be coming in drag to our Pride party. But yeah, this is kind of like testing the waters, I think, for us. And then maybe we can build on it every year and just really ramp it up.
Yeah,
that'd be great. But yeah, I've never been to official Pride in Vancouver, which is...
I've never been to a Pride either in Vancouver, but I've been to drag shows as well. And I met Aboriginal, and I've met Tugs. They do more like drag king though.
That's awesome.
I would love to have like a drag brunch here or like a drag show. And I know there's some talks with some people who are thinking about it, but I think it would be really, really awesome.
That would be really awesome. When I my first year going to college, I went to Blanche McDonald.
Okay.
And I did their global makeup program.
Oh, yeah.
And every Wednesday was their Drag Wednesdays.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was the best. But I swear. Because like, before I went to Vancouver, like, I was gay. And, like, I was still, like, trying to figure out who I was as, like, a person.
Yeah.
And then I started doing, like, drag makeup and, like, dang.
Oh, I would love to watch like Nikki tutorials. Like, I love her makeup, and I don't know all the names of the artists, but sometimes I'll get like locked in and I'll be watching someone and I'm like, wow, like it's just so amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
I know one of our Angelo's partner, Kyle, he did like a drag makeup for, I can't remember what he went for in Vancouver, but that was like,
I think
he was showing the process. Everything's on IG. I only get my gay news from IG. But it's the most fun, right?
Yeah.
Is your presence on social media just limited to Instagram, or are you like...
I feel like I'm more active on Instagram than I am anything else.
Sure.
Yeah.
You're not a TikToker or anything?
I recently just had this, like, topic with my students in STORM. We were talking about, like, how long we're on social media for. And I kind of outed myself there. I'm like, sometimes I'm on TikTok for, like, 5 hours.
Yeah.
Like,
it really suck you in.
It does. Like, on my days off, which I barely ever get, but... I'll be, like, laying on my bed, and I'll be watching TikTok for, like, hours, and I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah, I know. Well, even, like, in the morning, we'll start our morning, and I'll, like, check Instagram and check stuff, and I'm kind of more aware of it right now, because it just feels like, all of a sudden, bang, 40 minutes is gone, and like, we're not talking, and even watching through my son, like, he'll be on TikTok at home, and then he'll lock in, right? And and then you gotta get him off. And then I've been kind of watching the stories too, where TikTok, like, it might be going, like, I'm confused, or you know. And I think there's positivity, but there's also a lot of toxic stuff on there, and I feel like it does need to be policed a bit, or looked at, and so I'm trying to be more aware of how much time I'm spending.
Like, I'm a huge advocate of just more presence, like, with TikTok. I learn more about things that are going elsewhere in the world, so like all of the insane stuff that's going on in France, and you know, other places where like there's all of these protests. And I think it just really depends on who kind of your circle is. So like, my TikTok people are, you know, I'll watch something and then it'll show up on their feed, You know, the whole algorithm thing or whatever. So I think I have a pretty good, and I know it's just me being in denial, a pretty good kind of like TikTok for you page.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it's very gay, very, mm-hmm. very gay. And it's so funny. Plus,
yeah.
you know, I'll vaporize some cannabis and just, holy shit. Like, hours will go by, but it's just the best laughter.
Yeah, well, and I think as long as it's positive, right?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And I think that's always been my mandate, is I don't want to go, like, down a negative hole
sure.
and join into the negative
mm-hmm.
negativity, because we see enough, and so I really want to showcase the positivity and
mm-hmm.
the positive mm-hmm. role models like you, and just so youth are safe, like,
mm-hmm.
so they're... Because
yeah.
we all know how that time, right, from
sure.
12 to 19, it's not fun. And, like, you're sorting yourself out. Like, there's fun parts.
Right.
But just making sure that it's positive.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I'm trying to do better. But I just got on Snapchat, and I feel super old saying this. I cannot figure it out. I spend, like... a large amount of time with the filters and just sending it to either my son or my one friend. So TikTok, I think, is better for me, and Instagram, because at least I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But
plus, you can see a definite difference between TikTok and Instagram. Like,
yes.
Definitely.
Instagram
yeah.
is not it in terms of knowing what's going on in the world,
mm-hmm.
or,
mm-hmm.
you know, something more substantial other than...
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, my Instagram is a lot of, like, teacher,
okay, yeah.
like, stuff that shows, like, I'll get ideas from there for, like, either my whiteboard or just, like, something to do with the kids.
Right.
Like, crafts or whatever.
Sure.
That's, like, what my Instagram is. And then my TikTok is a bunch of food.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Which is understandable. Like, food is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
I am obsessed with, Korean, like, cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just so love exploring everything, you know,
yeah.
with that. And I know it sounds silly or whatever, but it's just, maybe it's just my ADD or whatever, but, like, as soon as I see something, I become obsessed for, like, a while, and then I'll get bored of it and move on or whatever. But,
yeah,
yeah, it's really good to be exposed to positive
mm-hmm.
different aspects yeah. of culture.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, totally.
So.
Yeah. And what are your plans for the summer? Like,
I'm gonna be taking the summer off. I'm not gonna be working this summer.
Good.
Nice.
Yeah.
You feel like a real adult when that happens. You're like, hey, you take
like,
the summer off.
I don't have any school. I don't got
yeah.
any work. I'm like, I'm just gonna have a summer vacation this year.
That's
it's
awesome.
Gonna be, yeah, I'm
yeah.
excited.
Yeah, yeah, especially if you're going into a deep plunge of.
Yeah, yeah, going into the thick of it again.
Right.
I just resurfaced from my master's, and I wish you well.
Thank you.
If you need anything, call me. Thank you. I cried a lot. I'll just put it out there.
So with something like that you're going through, what do you do to kind of, like, disconnect and give yourself some space?
I will probably go home for a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel like every time I go home, I feel more connected with myself. Like, it's so funny because I never used to love going home.
Right.
Like, it was Ooh. Never my favorite place just because of everything that happened, like, growing up with me, like,
mm.
just, like, going through all these negative, like, slurs from people there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I'm older, I feel like I get recharged when I go home, and it's so nice. Like, I spend mm-hmm. time with, like, my mom and my stepdad and my nieces and my nephews.
Nice.
And we bake and we go on hikes. We take my dogs for hikes. Yeah, like, it's just nice. And now my parents got a boat, so.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can get out there.
Yeah, I get to go on the
yeah.
boat. We'll probably go to Kiel,
mm-hmm.
which is our seaweed camp that we go to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
yeah. No, that's exciting.
So that's what my summer plans are. Oh, me and Danielle Duick are talking about Pride too with Kate McAllister.
Mm-hmm.
So this might be my first Pride this year. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You mean like in Vancouver?
In Vancouver, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
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 No, that's
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
That
so,
is so cool.
I'm supposed to get there, but I don't know if I'm going to get there. There's too many things going on.
Right.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
It's more like the parenting pull. Like,
yeah.
I get
yeah.
that pull, but I know I'm going to get there one day. So
yeah.
I'm I'll just make it a goal.
My goal now is for Pride to go to either, like, one of the, like, San Francisco or New York City.
Yes.
For one of those Prides, because, you know, it's got to be one of those. Really.
I want to see more drag. Like, like, we might be going to Vegas, like, maybe, and I wouldn't mind going. I don't even know if it's on, though, like, RuPaul or
oh, yeah, I think they have, like, a...
Like, I don't know if it goes all year.
I believe so.
But I just, I kind of want to do more of that, because I think I want to see it here, you know? I want to have some exploration around that, too, and just building up Pride here as a community, as, like...
For sure.
You know, I know we're in Rupert and Prince Rupert and stuff, but I think, like, we've really made some serious gains, and especially seeing young people out and in the community and being proud and stuff like that. And the kids have really changed too. Like, they're so accepting, and I find I learned so much from them.
Right. I agree.
Yeah. Like, they know. I was teaching in a class the other day in grade 5 at Lahane, and we were just talking about gender and diversity, and they know so much. They know way more than I even knew in grade 5. Like, just, you know, we would talk about, like, cisgender or non-binary, and they're just bang, bang, bang. They know.
Yeah.
And it's probably from social media too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just the awareness and stuff. So it was good.
It was actually really sweet. The other day, like some of my students, like, I'm an open book, and I'll be honest with them. One of my students were like, "Miss Fisher, were you a boy first?" And then one of my other students were like, "You just can't ask her that out loud."
They scroll each other. They're like, "You just outed her." I know, there's, like, a real energy, right?
Yeah.
That's good, though.
Yeah. And so I'm like, I was. I'm like, I was a boy first, and now I'm a woman. And he's like, "That is pretty cool." I'm like, "It is." I'm like, "Thanks."
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's like lessons from the littles. One of the questions I got in grade 5 was, "Is it okay for kids to support Pride?" And I was like, "That's such a big question, right?"
Wow,
and and I'm like, "Of course it's okay." And I'm like, and we just talked about the different ways you can celebrate. Like, you can celebrate on your own, or if your family's still, like, coming to terms with things, you can celebrate quietly, or you can celebrate loud. And and it was just, like, all the different versions, right?
Yeah.
Of how we show our pride and community. And I wish I had those conversations as a kid.
Me
right?
too.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So if you do go to Pride, what are you kind of expecting?
I don't know what I'm expecting. I'm just super excited. Like, when me and Danielle were talking about it, she was kind of really funny. She's like, "I'm going to pop your Pride cherry."
You're like, "Do I really want to do this?"
I'm like, "What is Mama Duke up to now?"
No. Go with friends.
Yeah, I think it really depends on what kind of lens you look at it, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I've said before, like, what I used to drink, I went, and it was a completely different experience to what it is now, being sober. So, you know, just take what you, how do I say this? And, like, basically whatever you're going through, it'll be that, right? So.
Yeah. Very, I think,
exciting.
I experienced, like, a different kind of pride too, like, when we went on our family vacations, and, like, I still keep in touch with people we were on vacation with, like, you would take over an entire resort in Mexico, and it would just be all gay families, all gay friends and allies, and it's not happening as much now because the travel companies changed a bit, which isn't a bad thing. Like, it's still LGBT travel, but I was like, "Aw, like, we won't have that this year." And and my son's kind of in a phase where he's like, "I don't want to go. I just want to stay home, or you know, I just want to golf." But I'm glad I had that too, like, because as you move through life, like, there's all these different pieces, right? And I think LGBT travel is super exploding, like, in terms of opportunities.
I really want, for my trip next year, I really want to go on, like, a cruise.
Because
there, I know there's a Disney cruise going from Vancouver to San Diego around the time where I want to go, and they have, like, adult only floors.
Yeah.
An adult.
The top floor.
So, I'm all about that. Like,
No
shade to, like, kids and families and stuff. But if I'm going to go on a cruise, I want to be, like, around adults.
Fair.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. My brother and his wife with their daughter just did the Disney cruise and loved it.
No way.
Really,
eh? Yeah. They loved it.
And there's all these, like, European, like with right. Kelly and Greg, like who used to be our family. They're doing all these LGBT adult cruises, like riverboat cruises and adult trips to Europe. Like, I want to do that. Like,
that would be
sign me up.
Yeah.
My goal after I'm done all of my schooling is to go to Havana, Cuba.
Yeah, totally.
So that's my goal.
Yeah, I'd like to go to Cuba too. Was it hard for you to like choose your name?
My mom actually renamed me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, I was, I think I just came back from Vancouver and I'm like, Mom, I think I'm transgender. And she's like, I knew that. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then we just kind of talked. And then she asked me, she's like, well, what would you rename yourself to be? I'm like, I don't know. What would you rename me? And she, like, it took her, like, maybe a week and a half. And then she texts me and she's like, what about Havana? Mm-hmm. I'm like, ooh, that's really cute. I'm like, I like that. Cool.
Yeah.
And so we decided with Havana, like, my mom renamed me with Havana. And then Jay comes from one of my close friends growing up. Her name's Marissa Jay.
Okay.
And so I'm Havana Jay, mm-hmm. Havana Jay Lynn. And then Lynn comes from my sister.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how I got Havana J. Lynn.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Lots of people involved.
More meaning too.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not that it wouldn't have any other meaning, but like it's more connected.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
If that's, not offensive.
Yeah. And then having my mom rename me was just like a little bit easier on her, I think.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
like there's like a part in it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's where I think I'm more aware of the process for parents now.
Yeah.
And I think I've only had a tinge of that because there's times when my son has said, like, why did you name me Parker? And why did you give me that name? And I'm like, well, this is why. And then I think a lot of kids do go through times where they're like, I wish I could change my name, right? Or, and I'm like, you can, like, you know, but it's, you got to think about it and stuff. So that's cool. It's a cool journey.
Yeah, having my mom rename me was just something that I felt like I needed to do.
Yeah.
It was nice. It was special, yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll go to Cuba with you. We'll make our own tour.
Well, a friend of mine just came back from Cuba and she was like blown away by it. Like just like the old world aspect of it and the beaches.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Like those look amazing.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
The old cars.
Yeah. Like
that's what I want to see in
vintage cars.
And I need to learn more about the history too. Like I know a little bit, but I need to kind of sort it out in my mind. And
I'm so dumb. I was like, I thought Cuba was like on this side of the world, not like underneath Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's how dumb I am.
No, like, you're not dumb. You're learning.
Not dumb.
It's a part of the world that you just don't know, right?
Anyway, but it sounds like an amazing place to go to, especially after everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The end of all things.
Yeah.
Well, that's something else.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Way to go dark.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, I'm good.
Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
No, I don't.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Like, being so open and willing to come on the podcast and for all your work with youth. And, reach out when you're starting your courses because I kept some papers.
Okay.
Shouldn't say that out loud.
Yeah.
We can edit it out.
Yeah, take that out. But yeah, I know, and I hope you join us if you're around for Pride, and we'll definitely come down to your booth and let us know when you're selling.
I'm really excited. Yes. I hope you like show some samples on social media. And
I'm actually going to be selling my own sweaters too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I just made this one and it says Kilotsukomosi and this is a crab and it says stop being crabby.
Oh my gosh, I need that.
I think we all need that.
Yeah.
That is awesome. So you designed the whole thing yourself?
Yeah, I did the whole design myself.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Holy entrepreneur.
I know. I just, like, as if I don't have so many other things I'm doing already.
It's okay, though. You know what? It's like, it's the journey, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Okay, so we'll just do a selfie and then...
Yeah.
So, okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.